This was really just an appeal for charity, and that's
your recollection is though that he had taken the bar. He got
seemed
it
to me
the process up to that point.
Yeah, seemed to me he had studied, he had worked, and he was now suffering a terminal condition. I'd have to go back and review it all.
Did he actually appear before the conference?
No. No. He, I'm sure, contacted each of us individually in one way or another, but he did not appear in a formal setting at all.
What was the mechanism by which the right to practice was granted? Do you remember that?
I don't know. We were probably operating under the 800-pound gorilla rule. Which, as you know, means if you're an 800-pound gorilla, you can sleep and do anything you want.
Oh, golly. Was Jeep Black sitting on the court then? What?
I'm sure he was.
Do you remember, how did he receive this?
I don't recall any of the, I just recall that one little bit that I had opined that it was passing strains of the two people he abused the most. He was now seeking their succor without giving any more thought than that. So obviously people that were on the court at the time in sufficient majority thought that this act of compassion was justified and was simply that, an act of compassion.
And probably not examined into with the meticulousness that you might examine.
No, we didn't say to him, if you're only going to live 6 months, let's wait 6 months to see what you make it.
Well, that was an epical event in the political life of this state, given the personality of that we're talking about. But that's enough of that, I think. Mm-hmm. How about, I mentioned Gene Black. What kind of, do you remember your first contact with him? Had you known Black before you came on the court?
I'd known him vaguely from 1955 on. He was the person that, in fact, I think he came onto the court in 1955 with the support of the Democratic Party.